Annie. "So maybe we can help them with Teddy and Kathleen's rhymes," said Jack. Annie gasped.
"Oh, no! We need the rhyme book. We have to go back home and get it."
"Don't worry, I have it," said Jack. "Ever since we got back from Baghdad, I've been taking it with me everywhere I go, just in case Merlin sends for us."
"Phew," said Annie. "Let's take a look."
Jack reached into his backpack. He pulled out the small book written by their two young sorcerer friends from Camelot. 10 Magic Rhymes for Annie and Jack from Teddy and Kathleen. Jack turned to the table of contents. "Okay, we've used 5 rhymes on our last 2 missions," he said. "So we have 5 left for the next 2. We haven't used spin into the air, or make something disappear, or pull a cloud from the sky, or find a treasure you must never lose, or turn into ducks."
"Quack, quack,"
Jack looked up.
"Just kidding," said Annie.
"You'd better not make jokes about these rhymes," Jack said. "You might end up saying the wrong one at the wrong time and really get us in trouble." He closed the rhyme book. "Ready to go?"
"Ready," said Annie.
Jack took a deep breath and picked up the guidebook to the 1889 Paris World's Fair. He pointed to the title. "I wish we could go there," he said.